This is Danielle Yawowietska with the BBC News. Hello. People in North Korea have told the BBC food is so scarce their neighbours have starved to death. Three people inside the world's most isolated state described beggars dying in the streets and no grain in some markets. Our correspondent Jean McKenzie says the evidence suggests that hunger in North Korea is the worst it has been since the 1990s.
I've shown our interviews to a number of experts who study this, and their read on it is this is not mass starvation and a full-scale famine yet, but they have described what we found as very concerning. We knew that, you know, the food situation in North Korea was not good, and we'd heard that people were starving. But the very fact that we interviewed three people and two of them came back to us to tell us that their neighbours had starved to death, that was surprising. And people have said to us that that does suggest that the food situation is much worse than we had expected or that we had thought it was.
The Greek government has described the deaths of at least 79 people in a shipwreck as one of the country's biggest migrant tragedies. Several hundred people are still missing. An official in Greece's migration ministry told the BBC that 104 people had been rescued. One of the leading scientists in the field of artificial intelligence has dismissed claims that the technology could suddenly take over the world. Professor Yann LeCun's comments come after dozens of AI experts warned last month that the technology could lead to the extinction of humanity. Chris Vallance reports.
In 2018, three researchers won the Turing Award for work on neural networks that underpins modern artificial intelligence. Two of these so-called godfathers of AI have warned about the risks the technology might pose to humanity, but Professor LeCun told an invited gathering of tech journalists fears that a powerful AI might be developed and suddenly take over the world were preposterous. Human-level artificial intelligence was years, maybe even decades away, he said.
The US Central Bank has left interest rates unchanged for the first time in more than a year at just over 5%. But the chairman of the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, said the decision was a pause and not an end to its policy of raising interest rates to try to curb inflation.
In light of how far we've come in tightening policy, the uncertain lags with which monetary policy affects the economy, and potential headwinds from credit tightening, today we decided to leave our policy interest rate unchanged. Looking ahead, nearly all committee participants view it as likely that some further rate increases will be appropriate this year to bring inflation down to 2% over time.
You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. Officials in Sudan say the governor of the West Darfur region has been killed by the paramilitary rapid support forces. Only hours earlier, Governor Hamis Abakar had accused both the RSF and allied militias of committing genocide against people from the Mazalit tribe. Mr. Abakar had warned that the attacks had spread and called for international intervention. Kosovo says it's stopping vehicles with Serbian registration plates from entering its territory. The move represents a further escalation of tensions between Pristina and Belgrade. It follows the Serbian authorities' arrest of three armed Kosovo police officers in Serbian territory. The Kosovo Prime Minister Albin Kurti said the men had been abducted by Serbs. There are warnings that an intense heat wave in Mexico that's pushed temperatures past 45 degrees Celsius is set to continue. Sweltering conditions across most of the country have killed six people so far this month. Scientists say the El Niño weather pattern is likely to blame. The American author Barbara Kingsolver has won this year's Women's Prize for Fiction for her novel Demon Copperhead. She's the first writer to win it for a second time. The book is a retelling of Charles Dickens' classic David Copperfield, set in the Appalachian Mountains. Guy Lambert reports.
The panel's decision was unanimous. The book, an exposé of modern America's opioid crisis, was described as towering, deeply powerful and significant storytelling by an author at the top of her game. Barbara Kingsolver said a visit to Bleak House, the location where Dickens penned the novel David Copperfield, had proved a huge influence.
I was drawn to his study and I sat on his desk and I felt this anger. I just received this sense that this is exactly what Dickens wrote about. And I just felt that he was telling me, do this, you have to do this, but you let the child tell the story.
BBC News.